Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I need you more. Lord, I need you more. I need your love. I need your power. Oh, I need and want the embrace, the caress of your love. Hallelujah. There's nothing like being in the embrace and the love of God. There is safety, there's refuge, there's shelter, there's peace. Anything and everything you want is in the embrace and the love of God. Praise the Lord for that introduction song. That was just right on time. Today is the day, another day, a beautiful, grand day that the Lord God has made. And I am rejoicing. I am praising him in it. Oh, yes, I am. I am not going to wait for something spectacular to happen. I'm giving him thanks for all that he is in my life and to me. For all that he's done and yet doing right now and that is going to do in the future. I praise God. I praise him right in the midst of my trusting and walking in him. Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, yes, I am. Praise the Lord, God Almighty. And welcome again. Welcome to each and every one of you in the archives and the chat room that are with us on this broadcast today. Praise the Lord. Welcome one more time and all over the internet to New Destinies Ministry in a time of reflection with your host, sponsor, and founder, Evangelist Adrian B. Bernard. Amen. I am Evangelist Bruce Solo Williams, standing in for our sponsor on today. Amen. Our sponsor is not with us today due to our second annual conference. We're having our second annual conference, New Destiny Ministries, on this weekend, beginning this evening at 7 p.m. here in the city of Stockton, California. Amen. We're looking to have a glorious time in the Lord. We have some dynamic, some powerful anointed speakers with us. This is our second annual, and our theme for this conference weekend is True Fellowship. Amen. For True Fellowship. All this week, our evangelist Bernard had been having discussions and lessons on the truth of Let Brotherly Love Continue. And so it's founded in the book of Hebrews 13:1. Let brotherly love continue. And we've had some wonderful lessons, and we had some good remarks. We had beautiful speakers. Dr. Winston Singleton from Los Angeles, California, was with us on yesterday. Oh, what a glorious time. Enjoyed him immensely. Yes, yes, we did. And he was with us on yesterday. He is also one of our speakers on this weekend's conference. On tomorrow afternoon, he will be with us speaking and conducting the seminars, and that's going to be good. We also have Pastor and Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, amen, Elk Grove, California, will be with us. We have our very own doctor and Pastor Kenneth Burford and his wife, Lady Verdale Burford, who is the host. They will be the church. They are the host church where we will be having our conference this weekend, Christ Redeeming Center here in the city of Stockton, California, 2281 East Main Street. That's our on Pastor Kenneth Burford at First Lady Radio. Burford will be the church that will be hosting for this grand conference. We also have evangelist, amen, evangelist, Lady Carol Stafford Adams, who will be our psalmist for this weekend conference. She will be with us singing and beautiful songs and ministering in the word in songs. This weekend, she will be also singing tonight, this evening. Amen. And then we have other dynamic speakers that are going to be coming also and attending on this conference. And we're just happy, we're excited, we're anxious, we're charged, we're fueled up, and ready to go. Amen, amen. And so we want to be reminded, we want to be mindful that our evangelist Bernard has asked some of us to please donate and give your gift fee of $25 to help those to attend the conference, those who may not be able to due to financial strain and situation. So remember your gift fee of $25 to help those that will be able to attend, those that desire, you know, to make it for the conference. So we want to remember that. And then also, we're going to just make a real quick turn here. And I just want to, before I say anything else, I want us to go, and we're just going to do a real quick scripture. I just want to say a few words to encourage not only you, but all of us. This goes to me especially. Sometimes I have to be reminded myself. Oh, yeah. Yes, we all do. But we want to be reminded and keep our heads up, keep looking toward the Lord God, look toward the hill from which cometh our help. And we do that through the word. And so we want to get a word of encouragement going here in the book of 1 John. I call it the book of love and fellowship. Now, that's where I like to call it. But we're going there to the book of 1 John in the 4th chapter. And I just want to read these few scriptures to, you know, just to keep the body of Christ, to keep the brothers and the sisters together, united together. You know, the Psalms of David, while you're getting the scripture, the Psalms of David said in the book of 133rd division of Psalms, behold how good and pleasant it is for the brothers to dwell together in unity. It's like the oil that ran down the beard of Aaron. What a beautiful sight. What a lovely communion. How sweet it is, in other words, when brethren come together. Now, it's one thing when you come together and you just flock together like birds of feathers, they say flock together. It's one thing when you do that. You know, you just come together and you sit down and, oh, she's here, he's here, we all here, all right, we're here. That's one thing. But it's another when you come together in oneness, yes, with one accord. That's so important when you come together in oneness. And that's what David is saying here in the book of Psalms 133. How beautiful, how sweet, how good, how wonderful it is, how joyous it is when all come together, the brethren come together in oneness, in the singleness of heart. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Amen. And here in 1 John in the 4th chapter, beginning at the 7th verse, it says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God. Now, it says here in this verse, and everyone that loveth, look at that ETH on loveth. is born of God and know God. That E-T-H at the end of that word, love, means continuous, flowing, mainstream. It flows, and it flows like the brook stream of the water. It just continues. And that's what God wants us to do. Let brotherly love continue. This is our theme for this weekend's conference. Let brotherly love continue. It says, when you do that, that means you have the love of God in you. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth him. He that loveth not knoweth not God, because God is love. It's just that simple. The word of God is very plain. And then it goes over, we're going to go over to this other verse, where it reads, in the 20th verse, if a man say, I love God, ooh, God is good, and I love God with all my heart, he's so wonderful, oh, hallelujah, praise God, oh, I just love God, he is so wonderful, and we sing songs, we shout, we dance, we hoop and holler, we turn flips, somersaults, oh, we kick our heels, oh, we just love God so much. But it says here, and hateth his brother. Oh, you just not only a liar, you just a show. You just showing off. You just a show. You're full of the devil. That is not love. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? Just so plain and simple. So we have people in the church. We have those people in the church. Church attenders, church goers, aints. They're called aints, church attenders. They just come to church and they put on a show. They come in the form of godliness. They come in sheep clothing. Oh yeah, they got the saints. This is an artificial show and formality. They come just like the saints come. They play and they play their music. They test a lot. Oh yeah, yes they do. They have it all packed down. They have it all rehearsed. Uh huh. They rehearse. It's a rehearsal. They have it all studied out. The way the saints of God glorify and love God. Oh, but God has their number. They have their reward too. Oh, yes, they do. That's not love. Hating your brother and saying you love God. You see your brother all the time who you can't stand. Sometimes we just don't. It's just the devil. And you can get rid of that. You don't have to hold on to that. God is calling a church of love, a church without a spot, a blemish, a wrinkle, or any such thing. God is love. And the greatest commandment in this word, in this doctrine, in this 66th book of the Holy Bible, the greatest gift and command is love. That's what the word says. 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, and the very last verse of that chapter. The greatest is love. We know how to shout, dance, prophesy. I didn't say prophesy. I did say prophesy. Test a lot. Oh, yeah. We know how to sing on the housetop. We know how to do all these gifts that was given to us. The scripture says that the gift comes without repentance. That's also the word. Anybody can have a gift to do anything. But if you don't have love, oh, you don't have nothing. There's nothing you have. There is nothing. It's just all vain. You're living a vain, boarded life. Who wants to go around in life like that? That's a miserable life. To go on in life without love. We're talking about a copy. Divine. Pure. Genuine. Oh, yeah. So we want everyone that is listening this morning, this afternoon, continue brotherly love. Get that thing right. Get that situation fixed and corrected. Go to your brother and your sister. Don't go another second, not another minute. You don't have to live like that. And get yourself right with the Lord. Get a hold of this love. When you harbor unforgiveness, that's not love. Holding on, hating someone that ain't done nothing to you. Sometimes we hate people and we don't like them. They never done nothing to us. Don't even know you. Never had a word. Never seen you before. And you hate that person? I don't like it. I don't know. I just can't stand her. Can't stand it. Something about her. Something ain't right to her. No, it's you is not right. Something is not right with you. You got the problem here. Get rid of it so that you can live. God said that he will that none perish, but that they will come to repentance and that you will live an abundant life, free, peaceful. That's right. People that hold and harbor hate and dislike, they miserable. They're in torment. They live a daily life every day, 24/7 of misery and torment. That's right. That's what it happens. That's what happens. That is what you're possessing. So the word here says the Lord wants us. He's calling. He's calling us out. He wants to drop that, let that go, let it go, and seek him. Come to him. It says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he likewise in God. All you got to do is confess it. Open up. Open up. Break up that solid ground in your heart. Break it up. Come to him. Let it go. Release it. Used to be a song called years ago back in the 70s. Oh, called Give It Up and Turn It Loose. James Brown used to sing that song. That's who it was. Back in the early, in the late 60s and the early 70s. He came out with a song called Give It Up, Turn It Loose. We want to give it up. Give it up and let it go. Don't go another day in a minute. You know you're not happy. You're not living a fruitful, fulfilled life. Every morning you wake up and lying down at night, just as hateful, bitter, miserable, mean, hating everybody. God bless you. How are you doing today? What a wonderful day it is. What's so good about it? Ain't nothing good about it. Just me. Hate, hate. Oh, the word said, God said in his word in the book of Proverbs. But that's an abomination. He hates. God said he abhors. He hates that spirit. That's an abomination. That's wicked. It speaks in the nostrils of God. And it's ugly in his eyesight and wicked. So we want not to be going on in life, in our daily life, with that carrying that evil spirit of hate and dislike, grudging, malice. Can't stand this. Get yourself. It's you. It's not her. And it's not him. It is you. Get it right. God loves you. He wants. He's standing with his arms open right now, ready to part you from that evil act and thought in your mind. Get rid of that thinking. Yeah, it stinks. Get rid of it. Get cleaned up. Freshen yourself up. Clean yourself up. Wash up. And let's get it right. Let brotherly love continue. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for this word today. Oh, Lord God, we bless you. We bless you, Lord God. If it had not been for you and your love, where would I be? That's what the song said. If it had not been for Jesus, I'm so glad that he saved me. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. If it had not been for God sending his son in the likeness of man, ooh, where would we all be? I'm so glad. That he saved me. Oh, Lord God, my prayer is that those that are hearing today and that have heard and received this word, oh, Lord God, that, Lord, that you will bless them in a special way and receive them, Lord God, as they turn from and away from this evilness, their evil way. They're stinking thinking. And they turn completely to you, to your love, to come to you, just as they are, stripped down, naked, completely, humbled, total surrender to you, to your love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, receive them now as they turn to you, O Lord God. Bless them in all of their ways, their incoming, their outgoing, their uprising, their lying down, everywhere they go, God. Cover them and bless them as they come to you, O God. Oh, as ever before the world, we need you, Lord. We need you. We so need you. We cannot live and make it in this life without you and your love. And Lord, we thank you and we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, all of the family, everywhere, the home, the marriages, relationships. Oh, hallelujah. God, work it down, Lord God. Bring those to understand and realize, bringing them to the realization that you are the main love. You are our main love. The world used to call it main squeeze years ago. But you are our first love. Let them see, open their eyes, and let them see that you are not only the first love and our only true love, but that they can love no one else like you. There's no other good love. There's no other good loving, good sugar, good honey like you. Your word says, oh, taste and see that he, what he, the Lord God, is good. A sweet-smelling Savior. Oh, God, let him see. Wake him up. Wake him up. Shake him. In the name of Jesus, there's nothing like love. Oh, love flows. It runs like oil. That oil that David talks about in that Psalms 133. That oil that trips and runs. Oil don't just run on the outer surface of the skin, of the body, but it penetrates. That is the way your love is, God. And I pray that your love, as they come, as they change and turn away from, that your love will penetrate, saturate, oh, God, absorb the walls of their heart. And their soul, man. That's what that oil does. Ooh, the oil of love. That's right, the oil of love. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you. The world needs you. That boy, that daughter, that son, that woman, that man, he needs you. She needs you. She needs your love. And as you continue to stand there with your arms open, oh God, as they come to you, oh God, let them feel your love, your true love, in the name of Jesus. My prayer. Now, Lord, this word, let your word, your promise word, your doctrine word of my mouth that have been spoken, and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable and approved in thy sight, Lord God. Oh God, you are our buckler, our shield, our fortress, our high tower. You are our strength. You are our love. First love. And redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord God. We thank God one more time for each and every one of you that are with us this afternoon. Again, Evangelist Adrian Bernard is your sponsor, your founder and host. And I am Evangelist Bruce Fellow Williams, standing in for Evangelist Bernard as she continues on and move on into our second annual conference on this evening. We will be returning to our regular schedule program and segment on next week at the same airtime, at the same airtime. And on tomorrow, first thing in the morning, that is 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m., let me see. I believe that is 5 a.m. That's it. In the morning, Pacific Standard. 5 a.m. Pacific Standard. 7 a.m. Central. And 8 a.m. Eastern. We will have a very special guest with us. In the morning, amen, Minister Billy Byrd of North Carolina will be hosting in the morning, and our topic for in the morning will be, and they came, I believe, yes, that's it, our topic is, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of God. Revelations 12 and 11. Your host will be, again, Minister Billy Byrd of North Carolina, and she will be speaking to us on that topic. Those of you who can and will, please come and fellowship with us again. We're so glad. We implore you and encourage you to attend and hear this great woman of God on our word in the morning. And we also want to remember every Sunday morning, Evangelist Bernard is open, has her airlines open for intercessory prayer and also for those who would like to call in for prayer requests. Amen. That's every 7:30 Pacific Standard. It's 7 p.m. 7 p.m. every Sunday morning. 7 p.m. every Sunday morning. Pacific Standard, 30 minutes only. If you have a 30 minutes of your time before you get heading out, going to church, and church worship, please do so. Join us on the prayer every Sunday morning. Evangelist Benoit sends her love, and her prayers, her blessings is with you, as always. Amen. And myself also as well. We love you. New Destiny Ministries, we love you and we appreciate you. My prayers is continually for you. I don't have to know you. I don't have to have ever seen you. Remember the word today on love. Don't even have to ever see you, but I love you. Because the love of God indwells. Yes, it abides. I have the love of God and his DNA in me. And therefore, I don't have to know about you, your address, your mail, where you come from, what you look like. I love you, seriously. And we would look forward to seeing you and hearing from you in the morning at that airtime, 5 a.m. Pacific Standard. God bless you and be with you always. He is my prayer. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen.